Well, hello everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and if it's the 3 p.m. hour, well, you're hearing Basic Gospel live, if it's Central Time, of course. What's on your mind today? If there's something you'd like to talk about, we'd love to hear from you right now at 844-322-2742. That number good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and Richard, glad you're back with us. What's on your mind today?
Well, it's 1 week until Christmas.
Yes, it is.
Exactly 1 week.
1 week.
That's good stuff. I can't wait. I love watching kids at Christmas. I love watching myself at Christmas. It's okay.
You're probably comical as well.
Okay. So this month we've been looking at the issue of light in darkness. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've read a lot of New Testament passages and a few Old Testament passages, but here is an Old Testament passage that is one of the really famous passages about light and dark. You'll recognize it as soon as I read it. It's in Isaiah 9. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff for his shoulder and the rod of his oppressor you have broken as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the tramping warrior in battle tumult and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. Why? For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end, on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
Mm. That's powerful now, stuff right there, man.
One of the great messianic prophecies, and if you're into the Messiah, Handel's Messiah like I am, there's just a whole bunch of music right there.
Yeah.
And The key point here is the last line, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
Yeah.
I mean, Isaiah's writing to Judah, and they were a complete mess. Mm-hmm. Jesus came to Israel, to the Jews, in, you know, hundreds of years later, and they were still a complete mess. He comes to us today, even though we're still a complete mess. It's the initiative of God himself.
Yes.
That brings this about. The fact that we can respond to the one true God and to Jesus Christ whom he has sent and get the Holy Spirit to live inside of us forever, eternally, that's the zeal of God.
Yeah.
That's not God going, whoa, Richard, awesome. He's saying, no, I'm awesome. Let's see what we can do with Richard.
Yeah.
And that's what Christmas is about. I mean, light came into the darkness, and this light has a name. His name is Jesus.
Yeah.
And he is all of these things. He is the victorious warrior. He's the conquering king. He is everything we need. And then he gives us himself so that we have everything we need for life and godliness. I mean, you just can't. You can't script something like this.
Yeah.
You know, human beings couldn't. You know, Isaiah wasn't sitting around with his buddies going, I need to write something impressive. Something that's going to stand the test of time, that will be my legacy. What do you think of this? I was working on it earlier this morning. That's not how this goes.
No.
You know, God comes to Isaiah and says, I need you to say something for me.
Yeah.
And he gives him these words. And then people read the words and they go, well, that's amazing, but I don't know what it means. Mm-hmm. We're talking about this Messiah kind of guy. And then Jesus came. Yeah. And raised his hand and said, I'm that guy.
I'm him.
I'm that guy. And he's still that guy. He will always be that guy. He's our king. and our friend.
Absolutely. Good stuff, Richard. Thank you. Thank you for joining us, everybody, for Basic Gospel. If you'd like to really join us, if it's the first half of the 3 p.m. Central Time hour, you're hearing the live broadcast, and we would love to hear from you at 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel. Richard Piper's here. Bob Christopher is away today, not feeling very well, but we trust he'll be back tomorrow. But we're glad you're here, and again, we'd love to hear from you at 844-322-2742. Now, yesterday, Richard, Bob and I talked about this phenomenal matching gift offer that we've received. Give us your thoughts about what this $50,000 matching gift offer would mean for Basic Gospel, if our listeners will step up and match it.
Yeah. Well, the bottom line is, it means nothing for our ministry. What it means is that you and us get a chance to share this story of Jesus with untold thousands of people. Right, we're not asking for this money so that we can kick back at the end of the year and divvy up the spoils. That's not how it works here.
No.
What we do want to accomplish is to take the gospel of Jesus Christ further and further and further with all of these platforms, radio and various digital platforms, printed material, however we can get to people. We want to get to people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because some very, very generous people, people who regularly put their money where their mouth is relative to this work that we all do, gave us $50,000 and said, match this.
Yeah.
Well, let's match it. I mean, that's $100,000 that we didn't have before.
Mm-hmm.
It's $100,000 that can go towards paying for all of the things that we need to do so that we can give this message.
Yeah. Do you have an idea at this point how much we need before between now and the midnight on the 31st?
Well, we're under 200,000 now.
Okay.
Okay. And that's a wonderful thing. And this, you know, getting this together gets us halfway there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
But I don't want to talk about bills. Everybody's got bills.
Everybody's got
bills. Everybody's got bills. And we need to pay our bills just like you need to pay yours. And we thank you from the bottom of our hearts for your generosity and making it possible for all of this to happen. But this is a partnership. This is a collection of people, whether we're on the air or not. It's a collection of people who are totally sold out to Jesus Christ, and we can't wait to tell that story.
Yeah.
And because people have donated to us, and since last Wednesday, we've already collected toward this gift, this matching gift, about $15,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good stuff.
Yes, it is.
So thank you for that. There's more of you who need to respond. And any amount is worthwhile.
Yes,
if
indeed.
All you can afford is a dollar, give a dollar. If you can afford $1,000, give $1,000. This isn't about us telling you how much you can give. It's you talking to the Holy Spirit and saying, what would you have me do? And give hilariously. Plan it. Don't just react and then go, oh my, what have I done?
Yeah.
Let the Spirit lead you in how to do this, when to do it, at what level to do it, and know that we are eternally grateful for all of you. Because we do know that, and because of the way giving works, there are people who can be very, very generous for a certain amount of time, and then things change.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they can't be generous anymore in the way that you think of generosity. And somebody else inevitably comes along to replace them.
Mm-hmm.
That's God's work.
Yes.
That's not us. And so if you've been able to give hundreds and hundreds of dollars in the past and you can't right now, don't fear. Don't fret. This is by grace through faith at any level.
At any level.
And if you are newly into a position where you can give hundreds and hundreds of dollars, don't fret. Don't worry. Follow God's lead.
Yeah.
But let's together meet this challenge, Grant, and blow through it and meet all of the requirements that we have for whatever between now and the 31st, and then just keep talking about Jesus. That's the important thing.
He's the one to talk about.
Yeah.
Friends, you can donate online at basicgospel.net. There's a prominent donate link right there on the homepage. You can do so by phone at 844-322-2742. You can use the Basic Gospel app. You can send a check to Basic Gospel, and you'll find, if you go to the website, basicgospel.net, you'll find the street address, the physical address, and you can use that. You can give through PayPal, and that, of course, outside the U.S. and Canada is the best way to support Basic Gospel. Then in Canada itself, you can donate at basicgospel.net/Canada. Any way you give will help meet this extraordinary $50,000 matching gift offer. Every dollar you give will be doubled, and friends, I hope that you'll do that today. All right, let's swing out to Mesquite, Texas right now and talk to Jim. Hi, Jim. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey there. Good to hear from you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I was just listening to your broadcast and everything. Been listening to it for the past few days, and I just got a question. I got a family member that has recently got into this occult or whatever, and it's really if you don't know the word and you don't know anything about God, then you'll just go along with it because it runs right along with the word up until the point where it gets to the interpretation. And I know I've been, as they say, steeped in the word, and so I know about God. I know what he's done in my life. I know who he is. All that, and they come to me all the time wanting me to say, hey, what you're doing is wrong. You know, you need to do this. You got to keep the festivals and all this stuff. You got to take the Passover. And anyways, every time they come to me with this stuff or whatever, I get infuriated because it's like I just don't want to hear it. And I know better, and I don't want to fight and argue with them, but it's just, I don't know, I guess I have kind of a Peter moment.
And, thank you. That's our first Peter call of the day. There will be more. Well, Jim, you are facing life head on, and this is the hard stuff. The problem with cults is that anything you say that goes against what they believe becomes an opportunity for them to dig in their heels, because what they are told is, well, you realize, of course, that people aren't going to agree with you, and the reason they don't agree with you is because they're not saved, they're not you, they're not us, and they just don't count. And it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. And so I have never known anyone that was successfully argued out of a cult. Can't be done, because the argument just cements what's going on. On the other hand, I have known people who were loved out of cults. And it sometimes takes a long time. And so let's talk about your response, your reaction to it, when you have an anger reaction to what somebody is telling you, even though it's completely wrong what they're telling you. That says to me that what you're having first is a fear moment, and the anger is a secondary response to the fear. You love these people. You don't want them to go down this path. And so you kind of overreact. I would suggest that you take that fear to the Lord right now and say, God, I don't need to be afraid of anything. I know that. You know that. Help me to pay attention to what the Spirit is saying inside of me. And then you'll be able to offer truth and love, and you'll be able to come alongside your family member or members and give them a hug and truly mean it and truly still be the family member. They may or may not respond well to that, but their response to you is not your concern. You are responding to the leadership of the Holy Spirit in your life, and we're called, first of all, to love as we've been loved. We've also been called to forgive as we've been forgiven. And so there's the hard stuff. I mean, do I want to love somebody who is spouting lies at me? No, I don't. Do I want to forgive them? No, I don't. But by the power of the indwelling Christ, I can love them and I can forgive them. And you never know at what point, because of your loving response, truthful, right? You're not saying there, oh, it's okay, that's fine. It's a loving response, but people can tell the difference between a loving response and an angry response, even if it's the same words. And so just continue to be a family member. Love them. go out to dinner with them, go play baseball or whatever with them, whatever it is, you know, go hunting or whatever it is that, that your family likes to do, do it with
right.
them. Stay in relationship with them. And as
right.
If you have the opportunity, then you can take them to Jesus because he's the answer. I can't argue someone out of the feast days by arguing them out of the feast days, but I can talk about Jesus who fulfilled all of those feast days. And maybe
right.
that
and
gives them...
That's one thing that I've been... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No.
I just wanted to say that's one thing that I've, over the course of a couple of years now, I've been trying to really seek God in it because I know it's like, okay... If I respond in anger, even though I'm telling them the truth, and I may be telling the exact same thing, like the exact same words that they're saying, but it's different, it's interpreted different. You know, I know they're going to sit there and, like you said, dig in their heels.
Mm-hmm.
But I've learned, you know, that I'm not the one that's going to be changing them. It's not my job to change them. It's the love of God that's supposed to be doing the changing, because in his word it says, with love and kindness have I drawn thee.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm not his love or whatever. All I can do is just be a mirror and, you know, just show them him,
yeah.
the true him, and not just sit there and be like, you know, well, be a Peter, so to speak.
Yeah.
But, if, you know... I go to do things with them and everything, you know, and I do all that, and I try my best. Whenever they try to talk about Heavenly Mother or whatever stuff they try to talk about, I just kind of smile and ignore them and be like, okay.
Yeah.
And
quite often that's all you can do.
Yeah.
That's all you can do. But when they bring up various things that Jesus is clearly the fulfillment of, they should be willing to talk about Jesus. If they can't talk about Jesus, then they're not even Christians anymore. But you have to assume that they're searching for truth. If they're honestly searching for truth, even if they're in a situation that is not honestly giving them truth, the Holy Spirit is stronger in them than the preacher who's teaching them these lies. The Holy Spirit can get through. And so leave it in his hands. Keep doing the things you've been doing and bite your tongue. You know, all of us have to do that from time to time. And we wish you really the best. Have you said you just found us recently on the radio?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I've been searching and everything, and I just, like, usually I don't even ride with any music or anything. And
uh-huh.
That's when I usually listen to the radio.
Well,
thanks
for you connecting with us, and also as a way of giving you some words perhaps that you can use later. What I'd like to do is put you on hold and get some information and send you a copy of Bob Christopher's book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace.
Yeah.
It speaks maybe not to cults directly, but the things you're hearing are many of the things that Bob talked about in this book. It's a fantastic book. I've read it myself a couple of times. I've been over it with other people who learned so much from it. So go on hold. Give us your information. We would love to send you this book. Our pleasure, no cost. And call us back when you have a chance to read it, or if you have some more interaction with your family. We're here for you, man.
Yeah. Jim, hold the line, and our operator will pick you up. Thanks for calling, and it's great to hear from you. Well, again, open lines, 844-322-2742. We have time for another call live, if you're hearing the live broadcast, between 3 and 3:25 p.m. Central Time. It is the live broadcast, 844-322-2742. A quick note, friends, that we are coming up on the registration deadline for our trip to Israel. Now, that deadline is this Thursday, the 20th, the day after tomorrow. For information and registration, go online to our website, basicgospel.net, and click the Israel 2019 banner right at the top of the homepage. We hope you'll join Basic Gospel on this experience of a lifetime in the Holy Land. It's going to be a great, great time. Richard had this question that came in through Facebook from Lisa. In 2 Corinthians 1, what does it mean that we suffer with Christ?
We have the privilege of going through some of the same things Jesus went through. Not all of them. No, we're not going to be crucified for the sins of the world. No, we're not going to be raised from death in order to bring life to the dead. That's not what this means at all. What it means is that when you are a Christ follower, and when the Spirit of God lives inside of you and you're moving through your life by grace through faith, there are going to be days when it feels like the whole thing is collapsing on you. There are going to be days when it feels like you've never been more victorious ever. Yeah. And you have to know that we count it joy, to quote James, we count it joy when this kind of thing happens, because it tells us that Satan and the world system are aware that we're saved.
Right.
And they don't like that. And they're going to try to do everything they can to discourage us, to cause us to doubt. Mm-hmm. Well, rather than doubt and get discouraged, say, thank you, Jesus, that I was counted worthy in this little tiny moment, in this little tiny way, mm-hmm. to suffer some of the slings and arrows of the enemy in order to take your story to someone who needed it. And that's all it has to be.
Yeah.
And that's what it is for most of us. It's little things. There are those around the world who have as a daily existence the fear of being discovered and killed mm-hmm. for being a Christian.
Yeah, we're probably going to talk about that on the broadcast tomorrow. There are some things going on that we need to address.
And so there are little things and there are big things, but all of those things are tiny compared to the love and grace of God. Yeah. We say thank you in the situation, not for the situation.
Right.
And so when these kind of things come up, you just say, man, I'm walking with Jesus.
Yeah.
And, you know, it might not make it easier, but it puts it into the context that it needs to be put.
Yeah. Lisa, I hope you're listening. Hope that's a help to you. William listens on Sirius XM Channel 131, Family Talk, on the satellite. And he says, Merry Christmas, guys. I'd like to hear your comment on 1 Corinthians 7:14, and then I would like your take on common law marriage.
Well, let me get to 1 Corinthians 7:14, just so I don't misquote it.
You wouldn't do that.
No, I've done it in the past. I'm sorry. 14. For the unbelieving husband is made holy because of his wife, and the unbelieving wife is made holy because of her husband. Otherwise, your children would be unclean, but as it is, they are holy. I just pulled something right out of context, and everybody should be scratching their heads right now. This is in the overall context of Paul talking about marriage and what's the proper approach to marriage. Remember, this is Corinth. Corinth didn't know anything about marriage. Corinth was about as licentious a town as existed in the Roman world. Mm-hmm. Temple prostitution was seen as something you aspired to, men and women both. That's a bad thing.
Yeah.
And Paul walks in there and says, have you considered Jesus? And all these people got saved. And then they had to deal with the lifestyle that they'd grown up in. Mm-hmm. And so Paul is dealing on the marriage side of this with, do this by grace through faith. We use that term a lot, by grace through faith. In this case, if you've got an unbelieving spouse, stay with them if you can. That is not talking about common law marriage. Common law marriage has nothing to do with the Bible. It is a legal term that varies from state to state regarding how long you are together until you mm-hmm. can split community property.
Right.
Don't go there.
Yeah.
Don't go there. But if you have an unbelieving spouse, hang in there with them. You just never know when they'll respond to Jesus.
Absolutely. William, hope you're listening, and that's a help to you as well. Well, friends, as we leave the air today, we do so with the excitement over a $50,000 matching gift offer that we've received. And that means that every dollar you give up to that amount will be effectively doubled now through the 31st. We're hoping to see this excellent gift not only matched but exceeded as we anticipate the end of the year and the opportunity to spread this good news far and wide. You can make your gift by phone, by check, with the Basic Gospel app, through PayPal. But the best way is to click donate at basicgospel.net or in Canada, basicgospel.net/Canada. Friends, let's do our parts. Let's all of us do our parts to match that $50,000 gift offer. Every dollar will be doubled. want to remind you once again that the registration deadline for the upcoming trip to Israel and Jordan is this Thursday, the 20th, day after tomorrow. So if you've been thinking about it, time to quit thinking and do it. Now's the time to make your reservation. All the information is available at basicgospel.net. You'll see the link Israel 2019 at the top of the homepage, basicgospel.net. If there's any way possible, don't miss it. Well, now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Pfeiffer, and all this great ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow for another edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.